Hello again, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Well, Clayton, you know, Wulai is a great place to get away from the hot city.
That's true. The forests and mountains keep Wulai cool.
That's right. And if you are still hot, you can jump in the river and swim.
That's true. The water in the river in Wulai is perfect for swimming.
But aren't you scared to swim in the river?
Well, when my friends and I went there last summer, it was after a typhoon, and there was too much water.
That's right. If you want to swim in the river, then you have to find a place where the water is moving slowly.
Right. It's important to be safe.
Yes, you want to be safe. Okay, in today's lesson, we are going to learn more about Wulai.
Okay, let's have a look at today's lesson.
Nature all around.
Conversation A.
Got your hiking boots on?
Sure. I don't want to get bitten by a snake.
Or fall. The ground is wet.
Look at this clear blue river. There are lots of fish in it.
That's Nanshushi. Taipei's drinking water comes from it.
Cool. Let's go swimming.
Wait. We have to check out this beautiful place first.
So, Clayton, when you go hiking, what do you wear on your feet?
I wear hiking boots, strong shoes that are good for hiking in the mountains. They can keep your feet dry and protect them.
That's true. 我们这里看到的这个 hiking boots. 好，首先看到的是 boots. Boots 就是一般的靴子，像冬天的时候女生很喜欢穿靴子哦。那我们一双靴子 a pair of boots, a pair of boots. 所以这里的 hiking boots 呢，就是登山用的那种登山靴、登山鞋哦。
So Joe asked Sally, "Got your hiking boots on?" And that just means, "Are you wearing your hiking boots?"
And she is, because her boots can protect her from the snakes.
Right.
And she is, because her boots can protect her from snakes.
Right. There are dangerous snakes in Taiwan. So if you get bitten by one, you might get sick or even die. If you get bitten by a snake, that just means the snake bites you.
这里我们看到这个动词 bite， bite 呢就是咬的意思哦。那我们要注意一下它的三态是 bite, bit, bitten， bite, bit, bitten。那刚 Clayton 还有讲到另外的片语哦，叫做 get bitten by something， 或是我们可以说 be bitten by something， 就是被动式哦 ，be bitten, get bitten， 被什么东西咬哦。所以 get bitten by something 就是什么东西咬了你，你被咬了一口。
Here's an example sentence.Luke was bitten by an angry dog.
Poor Luke. He was bitten by an angry dog. 这个 Luke 很可怜哦，他被一只凶恶的狗，生气的狗 ，angry dog 给咬了一口。He was bitten by an angry dog. And then Joe says, "Or fall." Well, that's a strange sentence.
Yeah, that's because it's like he's adding on to Sally's sentence. He's saying.I don't want to get bitten by a snake or fall.
没有错，我们这里看到 or fall， 它其实是接着前一个句子哦，所以他说 I don't want to get bitten by a snake or fall. 他意思就是说我不想要被蛇咬，我也不想要跌倒。Okay. So is it easy to fall down in the forest?
Yes, because the ground is wet. That means there's water on the ground.
Right. And there is a beautiful river.
Yes, the water in the river is clear blue. That means you can see through it. The water isn't dirty at all.
这里的 clear 呢是形容词哦，它只是清澈的。那同学以前可能学过 clean, clean 呢是不一样的意思哦。clean 是干净的，比如说 a clean room 干净的房间，可是 clear water 是指清澈的水哦。所以有时候我们会听到 the clear water of a lake， the clear water of a lake 就是指清澈的湖水。
Here's an example sentence. This stone is clear. I can see through it.
Right. This stone is clear. I can see through it. 这个石头呢很透明很清澈，我可以看穿它哦。Okay.
So what's the name of this clear blue river? Well, it's 南市溪 and Taipei's drinking water comes from it. Now, drinking here is not a verb. It's an adjective.So Taipei's drinking water is the water that people in Taipei can drink.
这里的 drinking 呢并不是当动词哦，它是形容词，只是饮用的，饮用的。所以我们的饮用水就叫做 drinking water. 所以课文的句子 Taipei's drinking water comes from it. 那个 Taipei's 是所有格哦，台北的饮用水呢就是来自于这条溪哦，南势溪。
So Sally has an idea. She says,Let's go swimming. Now that just means she wants to go swimming. You could also say something like, let's go running or let's go dancing.
Let's go swimming. 这个 go 加上 V-I-N-G 哦，指的去做什么事情哦。所以 let's go swimming 就是咱们去游泳吧。Let's go running 或者是你常听到人讲 let's go shopping 去逛街吧。But before they do that, there is something that Joe wants to do.
He says they have to check out a beautiful place. Check out just means see.
这里的 check out 呢它是一个动词片语哦，指的就是看。So before they do something like that, they need to check out a beautiful place. 他们要去看一个美丽的地方哦。
Right. We'll find out about this place in the next part of today's show.
Nature all around.
Conversation B.
Look at the three-story waterfall.
Wow! The mountains in Wulai are tall, so the waterfalls are high.
And beautiful. When the water falls on the rocks, it makes rainbows.
Like an umbrella.
But it's called a pencil holder tree.
Why?
It's empty inside. People use this kind of tree to make pencil holders.
So now we know the beautiful place Joe was talking about.
Right, it's a waterfall.And it's a high waterfall. It's a three-story waterfall. Now that means it's as high as a building that has three floors.
That's right. It's a three-story waterfall. 这个 waterfall 呢就是瀑布哦。那我们这里看到一个 three-story， 它是一个形容词哦，叫做三层楼高的哦。Story 呢是指楼层哦，一层楼、两层楼、楼层。那 three-story 就是三层楼高的。那大家要注意一下哦，当它变成形容词的时候，我们用数字再加上单位 three-story， 这时候单位必须要用单数哦。所以比如说我们常听人家讲说一个四岁大的小孩子 ，a four-year-old boy。A four-year-old boy. 这时候我们的 year 一样是用单数哦。
Here's an example. I live in a 20-story building. That just means the same as the building that I live in is 20 stories high.
So Clayton lives in a 20-story building. 他住在一栋二十层楼高的这个大楼哦。那 20-story building 这个 20-story 它是一个形容词哦，叫二十层楼的。所以呢，记得那个 story 要用单数。Or he can also say, My building has 20 stories. 我的楼层呢有二十层楼。这时候呢我们就要用复数哦。His building has 20 stories. Or he lives in a 20-story building. Well, Clayton, you know, I enjoy watching waterfalls because when a water falls on the rocks, the water will fly up.
Yes, it looks like steam. And sometimes you can see rainbows.A rainbow is like a half circle of light. It has many colors.
没有错。当这个水呢落到岩石上面的时候，有时候会有那种 steam， 就是蒸汽哦产生。然后有时候你可以看到一道彩虹。Okay. So Clayton, do you know the colors of a rainbow?
Well, let me see. There's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple.
Wait, but you are missing one color.
Oh, you're right. There should be 7 colors. But actually, I can't remember the name of that color.
Well, I know the name, and it's called 靛, 红橙黄绿蓝靛紫. It's indigo, right?
Right, you got it. So good.
But the point is that rainbows are beautiful.
Right, but there's something else that Joe and Sally see. It's a tree that looks like an umbrella.It's called a pencil holder tree. Now that's a funny name.
Right. The tree looks like an umbrella. 那 look like 我们才讲过哈，就是看起来像。所以这个树呢，看起来呢就像雨伞一样。It looks like an umbrella. 那它的名字就叫做 pencil holder tree， 指就叫做笔筒树。
So it's called that because the tree is empty inside. If something is empty, that means it has nothing inside it.
Empty 呢是一个形容词哦，它指的就是空的。所以我们常听讲说一个空盒子 ，an empty box， an empty box。
Here's an example sentence. I have no food. My lunch bag is empty.
So poor Clayton, his lunch bag is empty. 他的午餐袋是空的，他没有食物哦。Okay, so Clayton, may I ask you a question?You know, why is the tree called a pencil holder tree?
Well, because people use this tree to make pencil holders.
People use this tree to make pencil holders. 这里我们看到 use something to do something, 就是用什么东西来做什么。所以人们呢用这种树呢来做笔筒哦，所以才会叫做笔筒树。
Well, I've really enjoyed this lesson. I've learned a lot about Ulai.You know, it's such a great place. The last time I went there, I had some special food. The Taiya people live there, and they make some really good food. It was great.
Right. Talking about food, you know, last time I went there, and I tried the bamboo rice, and it's really delicious. You know, I just can't wait to go there again.
Yeah. You know, maybe we should go there this weekend.
Sounds great.
Okay, everybody.Thanks for watching. There's more to come with Word Power, so don't go away.
Word Power.
Welcome to Word Power. Our first word of the day is bite. Bite.
Bite, 它是一个动词，叮或是咬的意思。然后特别记住它的三态哦 ，bite, bit, bitten, bite, bit, bitten.
Don't be afraid. That dog doesn't bite anyone.
不要害怕，那条狗呢，它不会咬任何人的。And it looked cute.
Yeah, I like dogs like that. The next one is clear, clear.
Clear, 它是一个形容词，明亮的、清澈的意思哦。
We can see many fish in the clear water.
哇，我们在那个很清澈的水里头呢，可以看到很多的鱼哦。
Rainbow, rainbow.
Rainbow, 它是一个名词，彩虹。
After it rained, I saw a colorful rainbow in the sky.
在雨停了之后呢，我看到天空中呢出现一道非常漂亮、五光十色的彩虹。
Yeah, after it rains and then the sun comes out, that's a good time to see a rainbow. The last one is empty, empty.
Empty 它是形容词，空无一物，空空的意思。
There's nothing in my glass. It's empty.
我的杯子里面什么都没有诶。It's empty. 它是空的。
Okay, everybody. That's it for Word Power, but stay with us a little longer.
In mind.
In today's lesson, we had go swimming.
Right, go swimming.
And this is a very common phrase to use, go with a verb plus ing. A lot of times, these verbs are for outdoor activities. Things like go mountain climbing、
oh.
or go hiking.
好，完全了解哦。刚才 Adam 告诉我们，如果是在谈论有关于户外活动的时候，我们可以用一个很简单的句型哦，那就是 go 再加上一个动词 ing。比方说，在今天的课文里头，我们看到 go swimming 去游泳。那刚才 Adam 也给我们两个例子哦，第一个呢是 go hiking 去健行哦，第二个是 go mountain climbing 去爬山哦。
So let's go fishing this weekend.
Sounds interesting. We will have a really good time.
Yep. Do you have your fishing pole?
No, maybe you can.
Nature all around.
Got your hiking boots on?
Sure. I don't want to get bitten by a snake.
Or fall. The ground is wet.
Look at this clear blue river. There are lots of fish in it.
That's Nanshushi. Taipei's drinking water comes from it.
Cool. Let's go swimming.
Wait! We have to check out this beautiful place first.Look at the three-story waterfall.
Wow! The mountains in Wulai are tall, so the waterfalls are high.
And beautiful. When the water falls on the rocks, it makes rainbows.
Like an umbrella.
But it's called a pencil holder tree.
Why?
It's empty inside. People use this kind of tree to make pencil holders.
Review time.
For review time today, we have some questions about Wulai. You just need to give us a short answer for each one.
没错，今天我们要来做简答题。待会 Clayton 会给我们三道问题，你就简短的叙述把它回答出来就可以喽。
Number one, what can we see in the river at Wulai?
在乌来的 river 河流里头可以看到什么呢？We can see lots of fish in the river.
That's right. Number two, what happens when the water falls on the rocks?
What happens when the water falls on the rock? 当水呢，就是落到石块上面的时候，会发生什么呢？ Let me think. It makes rainbow, beautiful rainbows.
Yeah, so when you see waterfalls, sometimes you see rainbows too. And the last one. Why is the pencil holder tree called this?
为什么那种树会叫做 pencil holder tree? 为什么要做笔筒树呢? Oh, that's because people used to make pencil holders out of it.
Right, right. Okay, everybody, I hope you did as well as Kelly did on this one. Stay with us, there's more.
Living phrases. Check out.
Check out.
Check out my new cell phone.
It's cool. Does it have an MP3 player?
Sure. And check out the camera on it.
Did you take any photos with it?
Of course.
Check out my pictures. They're all very clear.
Too clear? I can even see the dirt on your face.
No! Oh.
Just for fun!
Okay, today we have another riddle for you. Siobhan, can you tell us what it is?
Sure. It says, when it loses an eye, then it is a nose. What is it? Wow, this is so strange. When it loses an eye, so that means it doesn't have an eye anymore. It becomes a nose.
Maybe it's some kind of animal with a really strange face. You know, we have two eyes and a nose and a mouth, but some animals are different.
But I think a lot of animals, even if they have eyes that don't work as well as other animals, they usually have eyes and noses. One time I had a doll that lost an eye, and it looked really weird and kind of scary, butbut it didn't become a nose.
Okay, maybe it's an animal that only has one eye and one nose.
Wow, that would be so strange. Maybe it could only turn left all the time because it could only see on its left side.
I've never heard of an animal like that. You know, Siobhan, maybe we're thinking about this riddle the wrong way.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot when there are riddles around. So, if something loses an eye, then it is a nose. But eye is spelled E-Y-E.
Oh, yes. We need to look at the spelling. I know these riddles. They're always something about spelling.
Something that makes it a little bit tricky. Oh, Clayton, let's look at the answer.
Okay. When it loses an eye, then it is a nose. What is it? Noise.
Noise? Like, ah!
Oh, noise, right. So how do we spell noise?
N-O-I-S-E.
Oh, I get it. And if we take out the I, then we have N-O-S-E, which is nose.
Oh, these riddles are so tricky. They try to be so funny and play with the words, but I think they're just playing with my brain.
Okay, everybody, that's our riddle for today, but don't go away.